to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I love your background. That's so cute.
Thanks, love bug.
Okay.
Look at us with our white and all of our fancy matching.
It seems like I just coordinate with my guests. Every time I'm on my show, it's like I just like coordinate. It's like the business, right? So it's so good. Welcome to On the Edge.
We're aligned. Thank you.
Peggy.
Yay. So
I just started recording now. You want to talk now? You want to do a little side? Hey. What you want to do? You ready to jump right in?
Let's jump right in with both feet. I love outtakes too, so we can always make, you know, we can make our TV show later, girl.
Brains, Coach Peggy, right there. Peggy Wilms. She is the be-all, be-all. And you know what she says she is? She says she's a mother to men. What the hell does that look like?
It's busy, girl.
I know some men with some mommy issues. Okay, they need a mother. They definitely need a mother. Cell phones ringing and all that. It's just crazy. Crazy.
I told my men children not to call me, see?
Yeah.
They listen.
Exactly. Well, mine need to listen because mine ain't listening. I don't know. They just determined to get in touch with me. I'm going to turn them off. So I want to turn you on. How you doing, sweet thing?
I'm doing awesome. You know, I always bring a mug when I do my, because I have a radio show, right? So I always bring my unicorn mug. And I thought, what am I doing? I got my other mug I have to bring. So I'm having my second cup of coffee with you.
What? You are better than me because I didn't even get my mug today. I went out on my morning walk and just trying to, you know, get my head around this new year because there's a whole bunch of stuff going down. And it's not really starting out real good. We're starting out in a potential war. What the heck is going on, Peggy?
I know. I'm not liking it. You know, this sense of community thing. I was thinking about our talk today and how we're going to kind of pull this whole wellness thing in April. And I was thinking, you know, we do GoFundMes and we act, you know, we're activists and we talk about war and all that, but we won't agree to come together to talk about our own wellness. Like, I don't do a GoFundMe page. It's not cool to get a coach. It's not cool to call April and say I'm stressed out and I don't want to walk today. And I thought, gosh, we've got to change that.
I know, but you know what? It's holding people accountable. That's like me. You know, I have to talk to myself and I tell myself, you know, April, you are worthy and you are deserving of the best health. You can afford the best food, thank God. Mm-hmm. You have the best support system. So why aren't you engaging? Why aren't people engaging, Coach Peggy?
I think the bottom line is that we all still need coaches, to be honest. It, you know, motivation doesn't come in an email, doesn't come in the mail. If you sit around waiting for it to happen, it takes action and that keeps you motivated. And I'm the first one to tell you this last year, I'm telling you, girl, I had to get off my high horse and say, you can't do this on your own. And I hired a coach and a mentor who held me accountable. And my message is we all need coaches and don't find them when it's too late or in the sense of it's never too late, but in the sense that you've gone past that, you know, it's like find them when you're struggling out of the gate. But I'll tell you, it's, I do the same thing you do. One more email, one more memo, one more call. And then, you know, it's evening. And then I tomorrow myself to death. Tomorrow.
Well, you're looking fabulous today. Tell my Brains a little bit about you and how you evolve and how you're showing up in the world.
Hey, thank you. I've been in this industry for coming into my 31st year. So what does that mean?
Wow.
So
you started when you were 12.
Yes, I was just turning 13. Mother of men. Look at me. So what does that mean? You know, I started back in Germany, got my first certification to as a personal trainer. And it went into aerobics and all that kind of typical thing back then. There were no coaches. And I just weaved in and out of health and wellness, the medical field, all the day, went through corporate wellness, and that's what got me here. And I'll have to tell you, it's been a long journey, but things are circling back around. Almost nothing's brand new. I hate to say it to you. We've heard it somewhere before.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. And so what am I doing? I stepped out of corporate America about 3.5 years ago, got sick of it, got sick of the black and white policies and procedures. I couldn't use my creativity. I felt like I was in a box and I want to do real people in their real world. You know, you've got a schedule, people have kids, black and white doesn't work for everyone. Fitbit challenges don't work for everyone. Right. And so we got to design what works for you to keep you going. That's the main deal.
So when you say corporate, when you were with a corporate fitness program?
For 20 years I was in corporate wellness. So the good old corporate wellness coordinator. So I was, and actually I was one of the first benefits per se that was kind of cut from the budget. You know, let's forget the employee's wellness. Let's cut her to hell out. So it was making, you know, back then it really was about lunch and learns, and it was sit down, let's talk about stress. And then it evolved to let's build a fitness center here on site and make it, you know, make, and then it was sleep.
Massage. Oh, my company was the business. They had the masseuse come in, girl. That rub that chair massager kink out 15 minutes. You got a 15 minute break for that.
Hey, it was 20 years ago. We were having fresh fruit and vegetables delivered to one of the organizations. We did it all. So, I mean, your point of why am I not doing it? And knowledge is absolutely not everything, or we would have this all figured out. It's not everything. We're smart. It's accountability and it's motivation. That's what keeps us going. And it's figuring out what works for you. It really is. Like, what's your schedule?
Right.
You work 10 hours a day. I'm not going to send you to the gym. You hate the gym. Why would you go to the gym? Cancel the damn membership and let's figure it out.
Right.
You know?
And I like a variety in my workout. You know, like I'll walk today, tomorrow I'll play some tennis, the next day I'll ride the bike, the next day I'll just dribble the basketball around the backyard, you know, for an hour. But as long as you are engaged and you're moving, and I am looking at my plate, you'd be so proud of me. I look at it, I prepare it. Now, I always love fruits and vegetables, okay? Yes. That's never been an issue. And a sister can cook, okay? You can see all of this.
Hey, so yum.
But when I look at my plate, I talk to it before I eat it. I say, okay, now, is there a little bit too much rice? Or are there too many, you know, carbs here? Is there enough greenery on here? You know, let's extract the bread. And when I do that, my plate talks back to me and it goes, well, you know what? We could do this. We could do that. And it's working for me. So whatever you have to do to trick your mind out, to change your psyche, that's what you have to do. I like your approach.
Hey, it's mindful eating, mindful walking, mindful conversations, mindful relationships. We got to slow down. It's insane. I mean, taking 30 seconds, you have 30 seconds to make a good or a bad choice. That's, and if you think about how long, 30 seconds long. I don't want to go outside. It's going to rain. Well, what if it rains? I don't know. What am I going to wear? Well, I got stuff to do. I'm only at like 6 seconds. So 30 seconds, you can convince yourself to not do a lot of things.
So, all right. Here we are.
All right. Let's take a drink of coffee.
Yeah. I'm not even going to talk about this old trickery, brains. In case you know who you are, you're here on the edge where we keep it 100. But, you know, all these people are talking about these New Year's resolutions. And we do it every year. We're going to join the gym. Yeah, for 30 or 45 days. What is the first thing that we can do? Because some people may not be able to afford a coach. What is the first thing that we can do to hold ourselves accountable and true?
Awesome. Thank you for asking. This isn't even rehearsed. I say pick a focus word. Pick one word. And I love it if you pick one for a week, even for a month, even for the whole entire year. So if you pick a focus word, one word can weave in and out of exercise, nutrition, meditation. So let's say, for instance, last year my word was strength. So that can mean increasing my strength in the gym, increasing my strength around food choices, being more of a food snob. It can mean talking to my boyfriend more often, having a date night. So if you pick one focus word, focus on the word, not the scale, not the guilt, not any of that, and build your action items around the focus word, you're going to get there because we don't like baby steps. We
want to be on a trampoline.
We want to race into those jeans we wore 30 years ago. Absolutely. That doesn't even make sense that we still
have. That's why people are sucking the fat out of them, you know, and doing all of this crazy stuff. And I take that back because sometimes it's not crazy. Sometimes it's a necessity. And if you got the money and you want to do it and get your fat sucked out, I'm not mad at you.
What
you have to do is you have to maintain that, you know. It's going to come back somewhere else. It might come back on your forehead, but it's definitely going to come back. And so you have to know how to manage your weight, but your mindset.
It's the why you do it, April. It's like, you know, you want to go get that surgery. It's like, figure out why. If you want to look hot for the reunion, then hey, have at it, but figure out who you're doing it for and what the why is.
Exactly. So let's circle back around that you talk about that you are a mother for men. Girl, break that down. I really want to know what that really means. I didn't let you answer the question before because I wanted to be surprised.
Well, it's I know, and it actually is very literal. Absolutely very literal. I have two kids. They're coming up on their birthday. They're both boys. One's going to be 26. One's going to be 33. And the reason I say I am mother of men is I want to acknowledge the gorgeous, beautiful, intelligent, brilliant men they have become and honor myself that I helped get them there. Dang it. I helped get them there. And they're growing and evolving. And I have a relationship with them that we have talked about every single topic on the planet. And I've taught them that no one loves you more than mama, no one, but I let them be their own person, make their own decisions. And the reason that I say that is because I think we need to be open and honest with ourselves and all of our other relationships, and our kids don't tell us the truth.
Well, you know? I didn't
need to figure out why.
I didn't birth a son, but I have a bonus son. And I tell you, we have a blended family and I adore him.
Beautiful.
Moon and back. And I keep it 100 with him too. Men are taking such a hit. You know, I've been with Mr. Magnificent. I tell it all the time, 35 years, and I adore the breeze that keeps that brother cool. Yes,
I know.
But I look at his relationship that he had with his mother. And that's a key indicator. Those mommy issues.
Amen.
You know, how a man treats his mother is a warning sign on how he's going to treat you.
Yes, and others
in the work, country,
in the workplace, his friends, and you know, I don't just mean mother of men. I mean mother of anything, mother of the cause you're a part of, mother of where you volunteer, mother of anything. But I'm really into this word community this year, in a sense of belonging, because it's more than just being on a committee. It's more than just showing up for a meeting. We can't do this alone. We come in naked and alone, but dang it, we don't have to go out naked and alone. We need to have relationships. We need a sense of belonging. We need to love each other. The only way you can do that is to be transparent and authentic, and that means with your wellness too. So,
well, you know, I'm not really all into that transparent and authentic. Because everybody
talk to me. Not
be, everybody can't show up authentic because sometimes it's ugly, and everybody can't be transparent. Sometimes you got to hold back.
So I agree.
We need to edit and filter on that. We can agree to disagree on that because some folks just, you know, they want to use those big $25 words and they don't know. Now, maybe you can and I can.
Right.
Because we take ownership and we're responsible for what we do. Mm-hmm. But there's so many folks that don't know what the heck is going on. They have no sense of direction. They have no sense of ownership. They're the blamer. They're the victim. Oh, woe is me. And it's their fault. Girl, I tell you, that made my stomach hurt. I can't.
Oh, welcome to my profession. And, you know, when I say transparent and authentic, especially in, okay, let's just take my profession. It's like, if you're going to show up every single week, because I meet mostly people virtually through Zoom, such as our conversation right now,
right.
I'll do some retreats, go speak, whatever. But if you're going to meet up with me every week and tell me a bunch of BS, I'm not the girl for you. So either you be transparent about when you cry, what's going on, and be authentic and real with me, or we're just not in this, you know, we're just not a good team together. So I get it when to pull back in different relationships for different people, but, you know, if we're having a hard time with you chit-chatting with me about whatever, then somebody else, that subject, have at it. I get it.
Another thing that I tell people all the time is, you know, the coach, everybody's not going to be your client. Everybody's not my client.
And I don't want them all.
Really, I talk to people on the phone and, I love the mug.
Look at this team.
Right? Who does that? A brain. So anyway, but you know, I talk to people all the time and I'm like, you know, maybe this is not the podcast for you. That doesn't mean you're a bad person or I don't like you. That just means that I'm just, you know, I just can't serve you on the platter.
That's right. You know,
you're not the entree of the day and it's okay.
There are a lot of specials down the road.
Right.
I saw a post the other day that meant so much to me, and I don't, you know, we all have lots of friends on Facebook, right? And I don't post on everything. Yeah, here we go. Another subject, another day. But one of them really touched my heart. And it was another coach who just posted and said that somebody else had made a comment to her that they had the same type of content in kind of an accusatory way. Okay. So this gal was feeling kind of down and out, like, oh my gosh, I posted back ASAP. I said, listen, there are enough people in this world, overweight, underweight, whatever. We all need somebody. And I said, if you are not the person for me, you go, I want you. to go over there and find somebody else.
Right.
I'm not going to be that girl if we don't connect, because I seriously, there's enough people out there for all of us to help.
But if there is, if there's friction, I can't help you.
That's
I can't promote you in the light that you want to radiate in if you're not feeling me. Okay. That, and that's okay. You can't coach a person to succeed to their goal weight or their nutritional needs if you're not gelling. And it's okay. Yeah. There is, just like relationships in life, there's somebody for everybody.
It's exactly what I told her. It's exactly. Yeah. You know, if, especially if you look like at a relationship just real quick that ends in divorce, that neck, that guy goes on to that next gal and they are a hit.
Yep.
A massive hit. Yep. Now, if I, if the next coach helps Miss Sally along the way and she's do, I'm going to be the first one in line that says, girl, I am so proud of you. Like, that doesn't take away from me.
Right.
Doesn't take away from you and your podcast. Doesn't.
No. No. And that's what I said. There's so many, and so many people think so small. That's what it is. They don't understand. I'm an abundant thinker. You know, I'm a universal thinker. It's plenty for everybody. If you just scoop your big butt over, there's plenty of room for everybody.
That's why we don't have just one flavor of ice cream, people.
I know. I know. So tell me about your podcast and your radio show. I want people to get turned on because you are a hoot. I love you.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll send you a check next week for that. So ending 2019, I had a lot of changes. So my previous business, which was Three Wellness Pillars, went to sleep. I let her go to rest. And my new business is All Things Wellness. So it's all encapsulating of wellness and well-being. My old radio show, my through Transformation Talk Radio, was called Coach, Couch, and Coffee. My new one's getting ready to launch in a couple weeks called The Coach Peggy Show. And what makes that different is I'm going to have several lanes and I'm going to have experts, expert guests that are going to come on, and I might have someone own the spiritual lane, somebody down mindset, somebody down medical, and we're just going to have all sorts of fun and talk fitness and fad and diets die and all sorts of stuff like that.
So you have, you've turned down the volume on the other shows and you're ramping up a new show.
Cranking it, girl. We're going big or go home. It's a new year. 2020 is all about expansion. I'm hopping on.
I'm expanding my stuff, but I'm keeping it under my beret for right now.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to do some real different funky stuff. I'm going to incorporate some really good, you know, arts and entertainment. I just really want a lighter year. That's like my month of February. I'm focusing it on love, but not the Hallmark moment. We're talking about self-love, love of finance, love of grandparents, love of, you know, your pets. What does this big energy word? I had a great conversation with a friend of mine's son, and he sat there like he was in a daze because he's just consciously uncoupled from the wife, right? And he was telling me about the separation, and I don't love her anymore. Oh, yeah, you still love her. Because that's the first thing that leaped out of your mouth is what you don't feel about her. So that's exactly Amen. What you're feeling about her. I said, but love is a force, isn't an energy, it's a movement. It's not just a sexual or physical connection between people. I said, if she got hit by a bus or something, you would have emotion. Yeah. So there's a lot tied to that. So I understand that. And I'm just so happy that you are evolving and that you're changing and you're not afraid. Let's talk a little bit about change, because there's so many people that are afraid of change, and it's constant. I mean, Bryce, can you imagine wearing the same chonies every day? That'd be a hot mess. You got to evolve. You got to change. Give us
and it is scary.
Change.
It is scary. It's hard to get outside that comfort zone. I had a realization last year. Was a really tough year for me. I call it the gray matter year because I can tend to be real black and white, even though I coach people not to be black and white, right?
Yeah, look at me and you. I'm very black and white too. I work on that gray. I work on it. I do.
And, you know, but you get stuck in it. And last year felt like, you know, that after all these years, I found myself in my early 50s going, what is this, what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I missing something? Am I too diverse? And I'm going, what am I doing? I'm like, of course, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But last year was all about, what I realized was I was always out and in front of people and boot camps and working for, whether it was a TV show, whether it was a university. And then all of a sudden, I decided to work from home. I took my new, started my new business, came home, right? Well, I'm extroverted as H-E double toothpick. And I'm like, I got my people, right?
But I got my tribe.
I got my tribe. And they love me and I got videos. But I realized that energy, you talk about that energy and that love. I'm like, whoa. And so then I decided this year is all about getting back out there and speaking. So when you talk about comfort zone, I started feeling anxious and anxiety. And I thought, what am I doing? I love people. I could get in front of somebody and talk right now. But the comfort zone thing, April, you almost have to push somebody sometimes or grab their hand. But I think that comfort zones are created for safety in some aspects too. I think there's a place for a comfort zone, but there's also a place to be pushed out of it as long as it's safe, you know, not doing something absolutely crazy. But what do you don't know what you don't know. If you don't try on bib overalls, who knows you're going to look sexy? No.
You know, no. Einstein always says, you know, the person who's never made a mistake has never tried anything new.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
We have to try something new, even if it's just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, and another thing I'm working on is encouraging people to make amends. Now, because you've had a kerfuffle with somebody, Brains, they don't have to be front and center in your theater of life. Mm-mm. But to be able to make amends and say, you know what? I don't know what happened. I don't know why we were angry at one another. Right. But forgive me. You know, if I disrespected you, if I stole some money from you, if I, you know, yelled at your kid, forgive me. And that's going to open up space. That doesn't mean you have to hang out every Friday night like you used to. But mm-hmm. I am going to push for a national Pray for Somebody Else Day.
You know, I love that. I was held accountable this last year from the mentor I've been working with. And because I tend to do that when my feelings get hurt, I'll have a hard drop line, excommunicate people. And I didn't realize, I was like, peace out, Girl Scout. I didn't know I was doing it. And she challenged me because she said, we've got to really take a look at this because you're doing a lot on your own. You've got this sense that you can do it all on your own. You're going to get sick or injured and you can't do this on your own. So she had me go back to my email list and take a look at every, starting with A, I'm not kidding you, look at them and go, did I get rid of them, and hold just there and go, what did I learn from that person that made me who and what I am today? She said, if within 30 seconds or so, if you feel compelled to just say, hey, haven't heard from you in a while, I remember that funny thing, don't go into this deep thing. And if not, if it's tough, go on to the next one. I had 33 people on my list that I haven't communicated with because they hurt my heart, my feelings, my vision that I've been working through this last year.
You was like, feeling the feels, Peggy.
Feeling the feels. Yeah. And it's, but it's the amends thing. It is.
And you know what? You kind of feel, I'll tell you the truth, Brains. You feel like you got the one up, you know, because you've been able to free yourself.
Yeah.
Of whatever that is. Again, like I said, they don't have to be front and center in your life.
No.
But to be able to just, you know, say, you know, let me get this burden off of me, because it's like my neighbor next door. Girl, she went way left. And when I see her, she gets all anxious and uptight every time she comes out the front door. And I told her, I'm not going to beat you up. You know, and we were really, really good friends, but she crossed the line. She came over the fence, and that's what she wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so now when I look at her, it's like, I want to kind of ease it and make her feel a little, because I'm a strong personality. I want her to feel a little bit more comfortable, but I don't want her to get too relaxed. So you have to be able to balance that. But again, we're going to start a national Pray for Somebody Else Day, because if you do that, what's going to come back to you is going to be so worth it.
What I'd say too is that we're responsible to set our own boundaries. So I tell my clients, even when they're working on their own wellness, it's nobody else's responsibility to figure out how to love you, how to feed you, how to work out with you, how to organize your finances. It's up to you. So in your example, I'm just making this up, but you know, we step on each other. We try to get closer or not, or closer or not. Have to have that hard conversation to say, hey, here's my fence. Love you.
But with that too, you have to teach folks how to treat you.
That's a Dr. Phil line, girl.
Okay, girl, you know that's my dude. I feel the audiences for him. Absolutely. That is, you know, so how's that working for you? You have to teach people how to treat you.
Because, can't get these minutes back.
Yes, you can. You gotta go. Where are you at? I forgot what state you're in. Where are you at?
I'm in Florida, Cape Coral, Florida.
Come on to San Diego, California. I'm going to take you to Dr. Phil. I'm going to have you sit in front row, okay?
You need to stop right now. I might be on my way.
Come on, because girl, he, yeah, and he is just about that. But enough about Phil, because he ain't paying us. He ain't paying us today anyway. But for the most part, you know, really, you have to look at that and say, is this a value to me? Is this anything good? Yeah. Sometimes people get off on drama, too. There's a lot of people that are energy vampires. They suck the energy and the air right out of the room.
I know.
They get off on that. They literally like that. I had a boyfriend once upon a time that was very combative, that wanted to argue all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not the girl for that. I need to be hugged and kissed and cuddled. Don't be hollering at me about, you know, I changed the radio station and all that kind of stuff.
You know, but raising my men, that's one thing I've always told my men, is I said, I want to know who's the frosting on your cupcake. Not one that just hands you the cupcake. I want to know who's the frosting. The one that says you are, you know, that makes you want to grab that thing, the sprinkles. And because that's what we want. Somebody who makes us a better cupcake.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
But you can have your cake and eat it too if you act right.
I'm stealing that one.
So tell us, leave us with some words of encouragement and some motivation. I mean, this has just been great. I'd like to sit here and jaw jack with you all day.
Hey, I could just chit chat with you. Let's get a pot of coffee going. I just think this year it's all about self-love, and it's still one of those things we keep saying and we keep saying, and we're not taken seriously. But, and I struggle with it too. But if we're not nicer and kinder to ourselves, it's hard to do that with other people. The other thing I'm saying is be big and be bold ass. Just do it. Go big or go home. Just take a risk and be as big and bold as you can. And what's going to fall out of that? Probably your own self-judgment anyways. Everybody else, once you do something, April, you know how it is. When you do something, everybody around you is like, man, I wish I could do that. Well, you know what? You can. The thing that we don't want to admit is how powerful, how much power we have in making our own choices. None of us want to hear that.
No. Well, again, it's fear, and we've always been taught to dumb down. And women are trying to take back over the planet. You know, I mean, the entire planet. I don't want just the government. I don't want just the White House. I want the entire Mickey Fricky planet. Mother Nature is not happy. Look at all of these wildfires and all these animals. Yeah. I mean, it's happening, and it's happening so quick. So we need to hold on to it, and we do need to pay attention, not be distracted, brains, because some folks is going to come up with some trickery every single day.
That's right.
With lies and some bamboozlery. I don't care in what arena, you know, that you're standing in, be it at the job, be it at the daycare, your kids going to lie to you. Everybody's going to do that. But if you know the truth, follow your truth. Mm-hmm. Use your brain and follow your truth. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you all over the planet. And you're going to come back on the edge. We're going to have some fun because we just jump right in and talk about it. You know, it's
I'm gonna just
prep work.
I know. I'm so excited to just show up. I'm like, I can't wait to see her. I know I told my boyfriend, I said, man, I don't know, how am I going to word in edgewise? I just vibe with this chick. Okay. You can find me at Peggy@allthingswellness.com website, allthingswellness.com. We're still amping it up, you guys. And I'm going to be on the Coach Peggy Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I cannot wait for this new year. Find me on Facebook. I've got a YouTube channel, Peggy Wilms. Just love you guys. I'll be out there in your face. So excited for 2020.
I'm excited for 2022, but we're going to hold on tight, baby. We're going to hold on to each other, right?
Hey, I got you. Big hugs. Hugs, brains. I'm right there with you.
All right, brains. Do all that you can do. Do the right damn thing. Right. That's all I'm saying. Right. You know what's wrong.
You'll sleep better, too.
You will. And you might lose a pound or two because the stress will be gone.
Did you take that off my transcript? That's the God's honest truth. There's so much data out there with that. Good job.
It is. It is. So I love you, brains, from the bottom of my socks because my heart just isn't deep enough. How about that?
Ooh, and I have no socks on because I'm near the beach. So I love them even more. No socks.
See, and she's taking all of that negative energy and is pouring right into the sand. She's getting rid of that electromagnetic field. Do that. Go for a walk by the beach. Take your socks off. You know, you may not swim in the ocean, but let the ocean swim inside of you from the edge. Thank you, Coach Peggy Wilms. You are the business.
Thank you, honey. Talk to you soon. See you guys.
Talk to you soon. Bye, brains. Have a good day.
Bye-bye, honey.